All right, well, so we left off yesterday. Messiah Sisham on page Membeis. Page Membeis. Good morning. Page Membeis. Last line on page Membeis. Next time I'll try to number them.
I forgot to remind.
Membeis' last line. He says, "Vehine sof zos hamadrega, he nikres yiras." Next page, yiras chait shehim en amishubacho shebimadregos. So again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit. So the Mishnah Sotah was talking about that. How does one acquire this life trait of contemplation? What he calls this zihirus, this idea that one is contemplating the tov ha'amiti and measuring all of one's actions against that ultimate good. So the Mishnah Sotah says it depends. It depends where personally you're holding in life. He calls what he calls the pechusei das, those who, he says, those who are of lesser standing. So the way to sell them on this idea, so to speak, for the Shlemi Hadas, excuse me, he begins at the higher level. For those who are a little bit more complete, there's a very easy sell to acquire this mitzvah. And that's that for those who live life, there are those, for the Shlemi Das, for those of complete Das, he says what they're looking for in life is a sense of completion. That's what, truth is, I think that's what most people are looking for, some sense of completion. So he says for those individuals, the way to go ahead and sell them on this midah of contemplation, of introspection, of zihirus, is this idea that that is the only way that they will achieve some level of completion. Once they know that their life will be incomplete without it, then by definition they will actively seek it out. See, he says, Shakev, Shia Adam Yore Tamid, Vedoig Peni Matse Biyado Eze Shemet Chit, Shiakvehu Mirashlimos Asheru Chayev Lishtadel Ba'avuro. So later on we'll talk about the concept of Yiras Chit, which literally means fear of sin. The Mizaz Sharman's model is it means much more than fear of sin. Yiras Chit means, you know, it's interesting, we translate the word Chit as sin, but in reality the word Chit itself means deficiency. Means absence or void. So because ultimately when a person sins, what they're really doing is depriving themselves of some enhanced level of spirituality. So therefore says the real definition of Yiras Chet is one who is concerned with living a deficient life. See, he says this idea of the people who are preoccupied with a sense of shlemos in this world, if you tell them that if you don't have the midah of zihirus, the midah of contemplation, your life will be less complete, that by definition spurs them to take it on. V'alza amru zichronim l'vracha al derech hamashal. Melamed shekol echvad nichveh. So he quotes over the Gemara in Baba Basra that says, literally translated, that each one was nichven, literally means burnt, was burnt from the chuppah of his friend. So the Gemara is talking about that in certain times there was such a strong desire to go ahead and become good that people would literally have a jealousy one another. When I saw that someone else accomplished something great, I'd have a jealousy of that. That's what it means to be burnt from your friend's chuppah. So the Mishnah Sharam says, Ki ein zemi tamakino. That's not simple petty jealousy. Asher tipol rak bechatsri hadas. Ki moshe echtov od bisyata deshmaya. Ela mitnei ra'oso atzmo chasre min ashlemus. Madrega shayo yocho lahasiga. Then what is it referring to? It's referring to a situation where when I see my friend accomplish something, it hurts. Why does it hurt? Not because I'm jealous of him. Not because I begrudge him that particular accomplishment, but because what? Because I know deep down, I could be doing that also. He says, "Vehine apis boninus hazeh vaday shelo yimana hashalim bedaito lios zohir b'masov." So says Mishnah Sisharim. Remember, for the shleimei hadas, for those of complete das, for those of complete mind, for those people who already have a predisposition to thinking things out, to life contemplation, the way to sell them on the midah of zihirus, the way to say, again, I remember, when we say zihirus, just to define our terms, the Mishnah Sisharim's definition of zihirus is what? Two-tiered process. Number one, what is the global tov ha'amiti? What is the global good towards which we are striving? Thank you. What is the tov ha'amiti to which we are striving? I knew you were closet in Silas Yisharim. I knew it. What is the ultimate good towards which we are striving? And number two, then, is measuring my actions against that goal. Deciding what's good, what's bad, eliminate the bad, and even within the good, try to refine the good a little bit more. So the Silas Yisharim says, like anything, the truth is, like most things in life, you have to sell it to people. So how do we sell it to people? The people, of course, being ourselves. Right? How do we sell it to ourselves? So it depends. If you're the Shlemi Hadas, if you're already a complete person who already understands that you're striving towards some level of perfection, it's a simple sell. Why? Because without the midah of Zihiros, life will be deficient. And for the Shlemi Hadas, for those striving to some level of life perfection, the notion of living an incomplete life is in and of itself the scariest thing. The notion that maybe I'll wake up one day and realize that, oh my gosh, I did not actualize my potential. I did not do what I was supposed to do. That leaves me in a cold sweat. So for those individuals, that's how you tell them, well, you want to lead a complete life? You need zehirus. Next paragraph. Page Mem Gimel, paragraph Gimel. Ach lepechusim me'ila. But what about for those who are not of such a high standing? What the Mesillas Yisharim, by the way, is saying is, in life, you could really categorize people into two different categories. There are lishma people, who are people who ultimately just do things because it's the right thing to do. Whether it gives them benefit, doesn't give them benefit, it's what needs to get done. And then there's, well, you know, what Rav Soloveitchik calls utilitarian people. Utilitarian people are people who will do the right thing, as long as what? As long as you show them what's in it for them. Just show me how I'm going to benefit from it. Okay? In some way, some, and it could be, by the way, benefit could also be schar olam haba. It doesn't have to be a material. Show me what's in it for me. I was going to say show me the money, but that's not what it is. It's show me the benefit, right? Show me some kind of benefit that I'll get from it, and I'll do it. That's the Mesillas Yisharim calls the pechusim me'ila. The second tier people are the utilitarian individuals. He says, tiyeha ara lefi havchanasam. Behu lefi inyan hakavod asher he mis avim lo. So what often causes people to do things? Kavod. Now he doesn't mean kavod over here or honor in the class. He's not talking about accolades or public displays of honors. Really what he's saying is benefit. Benefit. Vizeh ki pashut etel kol baldas she'in hamadregos mischalkos ba'olam ha'amiti she'olam haba elo lefi amasim. If there's one thing we'll all agree with, it's that in Olam Haba, not everybody gets the same portion. But rather, the portion you have in the world to come is directly related to the effort you put in and the things you did in this world. And ultimately, who will be elevated in Olam Haba? It'll be one who has greater deeds than his friend. And the one who has few deeds to show for his life here in this world, hu yihyeh shafal, he will be of a lower standing in the world to come. Im kein eich yuchal, page mem dalet. Im eich yuchal ha'adam lehel lehalim eno mimasov, o lemait yishtadluso bazeh, im achakach vada yetzer lo, bizman shelo yuchal letakin es asher. If so, if that's the case, how can a person turn a blind eye towards his deeds, or to diminish his effort in this world, if afterwards he'll have pain from this? Where will the pain come from? The pain will come in the world to come when he realizes that he doesn't have as large of a portion because of things he either didn't do or because of things he did do that he shouldn't have. And the scary part is that once he gets to Olam Haba, then he will not be able to fix all of the things all of the mistakes that he made. V'hinei, yesh mahapisan, hamavakshim rak lahakel me'alehem. Now, there are some people, now he uses a strong word over here, pisoim means, a pesi is, you could translate it as a fool, but pisoim could also mean simple. Simple, meaning as opposed to what he called before the shlemi hadas, who are in a constant state of contemplation, The Pesi is the simple person, right? What is a simple person thinking about day in and day out in life? Right. Not all that much. Not much beyond their day-to-day needs. So he says, what does the Pesi do? Ha-mevakshim rak lahakil me'aleh. The Pesi, the truth is always trying to make life a little bit easier. Sheyomru, lama niyaga atzmenu b'chokach chasidus u'kushus. Why do we have to go ahead and behave with such piety and such a level of separation? Halo dai lanu shelo nihye meharishoyim hanidonim b'gehenom. Truth is, we see this. For some people, the great accomplishment in life is what? I'm not going to Gehenom. Right? And if I'm not going to Gehenom, that's a pretty good day. Right? Let's call it quits. So as long as I'm avoiding, I'm not a Rasha. So why do I have to strive to be a tzaddik? Okay. Anachnu lo nitchok atzmenu lekanes began Eden lifnai velifnim. Essentially, you know, I don't need the estate in the world to come. I'm very happy with a townhouse, or maybe even a timeshare. You know, I'm okay with an apartment, maybe even a studio in the old. I don't need the sprawling estate in the world to come. I'm happy not to go to Gehenna. I don't need to be so close to the Shechina in the afterlife. I'm a simple guy. Now, again, you have to give the Pesi credit, right? Because the Pesi at least is smart enough to know that he wants to avoid Gehenna. And the Pesi at least is smart enough to know that he does want to go to Olam Haba. It's just that he doesn't feel the need to exert himself above and beyond. Above and beyond. He says, Omnam She'ila Achos Nishamehem. However, there's one question that's asked of the Pesi, and that is, Hayuchlu Kolkach Al Nikola Lispo ba'olam hazeh cholif. Liros achad mechavereim mechubad umenusa yosemehem umoshal alehem v'choshek hein achad meavdehem o min ha'aniyim hanivzin ushvalim be'ineyem v'lo yitztaru v'lo yihyeh damam roseach b'kirban. So you know what we ask the Pesi, what we ask the Pechusei Das? We say, listen, you know, how do you feel in this world when your friend drives up in his new car? Right? Or when your friend goes ahead and refurbishes his home. How does that make you feel in this world when someone who is your peer, or maybe someone who's even in a little bit of a lower station than you in life, suddenly enjoys some kind of new windfall? How does that make you feel? Now, obviously, the Pechusim Edas, the Pesi, is obviously going to say, he says, Lo, vaday hine einenu ros, Kol amal ha'adam li nasi akumi sheyuchal ve'lasim mekomo bein haramim yoser kihi kinasi shmei ehu. Sometimes it's the most natural feeling within man that when someone else goes ahead and accomplishes something or gets something, that it burns me a little bit inside, that I see what my neighbor has and I see, you know, I work just as hard as him, maybe I even work even harder than him, maybe I'm smarter than him, maybe I have all these other talents than him, and at the end of the day, why is he enjoying this benefit and I am not? So we'll say, Baruch Hashem, hopefully we're able to rise above these things, but this is a real human dynamic. Again, it's not that I don't want him to have it. It's not that I don't want to take it from him. But to a certain degree, it boggles my mind a little bit how I could be smarter, more talented, and just a better person than him, and yet he's enjoying all of this stuff and I'm not. See, he says... I'm sorry? I'm very humble also, right, with all of this. The beautiful part about the Mesiyas Yisharim is he's very cute in to just the way people work. He says, and if I see my friend enjoying success, and I still remain status quo, vaday shemashi yisbal hu mashi yuchrach l'savlo, kilo yuchla limnoa ulavavo yisashish bikirbo. We know that as much as I try to control myself, and as much as I try to go ahead and keep myself in check, and tell myself not to get upset, it's not going to happen. So the Mesiyas Yisharim just says, and with this we'll really have to stop, he says, me'ata, in kach kasha aleim liyot shfalim izvasa memalos, memhei, hamedumos va'kozvos, she'en ha'shiflos bam ela lifanim, v'lo yinase ela shavashaker. So if I feel these feelings of angst, and these feelings of insecurity, and these feelings of inadequacy, when it comes to things in this world, which are so fleeting, which are so lowly, which don't even mean anything, Eich yuchlu lispo shiyiru atzmam shefalim yoser me'osam ha'anoshim atzmam asherim atas shefalim mehem. So the Mesilas Yesharim is going to go on to say that if these are the feelings that I have when somebody benefits more than me in this world, if these are the feelings that I have when somebody accomplishes more in this world, then imagine what? Imagine the feelings I'm going to have when in the Olam HaEmes, in the world to come, where it actually counts, and I see someone else has a greater portion, imagine those feelings of angst that I will have then. So the Mesilas Yesharim says something so beautiful. I just want to be clear on something. Mesilas Yesharim is not in any way condoning this line of thinking. But the Mesilas Yesharim, as a master teacher, understands that you have to be able to relate to people on the level that they are. Some people will be sold on this model of life contemplation because they're already seekers, because they're already looking for greater completion in life. So, of course, if you tell them that you'll have even greater completion by engaging in this zehirus, in this life contemplation, sold. But you don't want to leave the rest of people out in the dark either. What about the people that are not seeking contemplation? What about the people, the truth is, who are seeking the path of least resistance in life? We don't want to deprive them of zehirus. So says Mesilas Yesharim, to a certain degree, you have to play to their level. One thing we know that drives people crazy is when they see others benefit or enjoy success that is greater than theirs. So try to explain to people that if they don't put any effort in life, that they'll see others succeed more in the world to come. It says Mesilas Yesharim, you know what, you'd be surprised how that'll get people to act and ultimately try to refine the way they live. All right, we'll pick up with this theme, Yirat Hashem, on Monday.